Welcome to the JenningsWire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman, the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is Barney Kramer. He's president of strategic management and an experienced leadership trainer, coach, writer, and speaker. And he's here with us today to discuss the why and how of change. He'll share insights on why it's such a critical component of both personal and professional success and some of the steps essential to bringing change about. So welcome, Barney.
Well, good morning. How are you, Stacey? Nice to be back on the show again.
It's nice to have you, as always. So let's dig right in to this change. Why is change so important?
Well, let's see. Change is important because it's the every improvement is essentially the result of change. And, of course, not every change results in improvement. And, frankly, if nothing changes, there's a definition of insanity. It says doing the same thing over and over and over again without it working. And I've never wanted to buy into that definition. So, you know, there's more than one reason. And part of it is about understanding that when you're done changing, you're through. I mean, can you imagine the world that we live in today had we made no changes and we said, I'm not going to do it that way? The old wagon master of old that said that he would never change, and of course, before his career was over, he was no longer a farmer. He was doing something else for a living because he wouldn't adapt to the tractor. So that's really kind of the most driving reasons for that. And of course, you know, there are a lot of obstacles to change, and that's why change doesn't happen more frequently than it does. And I think it's important to recognize if we're going to be able to facilitate change, whether it's personally or inside an organization as a leader, we need to be able to be aware of what those are. And for all of us, I think it there's a certain amount of awkwardness and self-consciousness. We just have to realize that, you know, we think maybe we don't have enough resources to do this, and that, you know, I like the way I'm doing it, but frankly, it doesn't matter what I like. What matters is whether I can function as an individual or a business in the world that we're currently living at. So, you know, we have to really find a way to get past those ugly realities about change. And obviously, fear is at the top of us. But, you know, I love an old saying. It says, fear is really about false evidence appearing real. And when we are willing to embrace that change, it's amazing when we can see that it's likely to lead to a positive result, we start realizing we've got a lot more support along with us than we could ever imagine. I mean, I came into the world when there wasn't much technology to be used beside the telephone and the car and that kind of thing. I've been around for a while, and now I find that almost everything I do, including the marketing and sales of my business and the presentation of what I do in my leadership training and development, has to be done in a different way. And I'll be the first to tell you, I wasn't happy about it, but I knew that I really had two choices, and I was either going to make the changes that are necessary, or I wasn't going to be around. I was going to be like the guy with the wagon team of horses. I was going to be no longer plowing the field. I'd be working and doing something I didn't want to do for life.
Well, Barney, we're glad that you decided to make that change.
me too.
Yeah, what are some of the right ways to bring about change?
Well, you know, you have to be, it really does start to that objectivity. It says, is what I'm doing working? If it isn't, then I need to start looking at another way to do it. But, you know, inside an organization, I think there is a very defined process that can be used, but it really does, once you've made a decision that something and identified the issues and what has to be changed, then you have to start looking at what do I do. And the first thing, of course, that you're going to do in an organization, you got to get somebody to support and sponsor you. And that's exactly what you do. So they buy into it and they start saying, hey, you know, how can we turn this into a vision? I mean, there's a benefit to every change. If there isn't a benefit, I'm not sure why someone would go ahead with it. And so it's really does start with what's the end result going to be for everybody. And people always act with some component in it that says, well, why is this in my best interest to make this change? And so if you're able to take that this needed change and turn it into a vision and be able to disseminate it to the troops in your organization. And, you know, it's the same. They're going to buy into it. And it's the same for us individually. We got to say, what's in it for me? What do I get out of this if I'm willing to go through what I know is not something I particularly want to do? And, of course, some of that is about self-talk to begin with and saying, hey, I need to start looking at this as an opportunity and not as some pain I have to suffer because I'm leading an organization. So,
you know, with all of that being said, I know that you are embarking on some change yourself with some of the products that you're offering. I wanted to give you an opportunity to tell our listeners what you're working on.
Absolutely. Well, I thank you for that opportunity. At the present time, I'm quite a ways through the process, and after looking at how the old model of learning anything was classroom instruction and some application and presentations and different things that you could really take something out of it. And while my preference is to do that exactly, the fact of the matter is that we've got a different world that we're living in, and part of that is kind of, for me, means I have to find a way to deliver that same quality of content in shorter, smaller bites that people can handle, and that's going to be through an on-learning program where the pieces of my classes and the core skills and leadership competencies that I teach, and by the way, a lot of those are personal skills as well, as just they're not just for an organization. An organization made up for people, and you master the people skills, lots of things changes. So we're going to start delivering in a way that we make it public, not just to the person down the street, but to anybody, anywhere, and at the same time deliver the same high quality, broken down into pieces, and so that you don't lose the essence of what makes this work. What I do works so well for so many people over such a long period of time, and that's going to happen probably within the next 30 days. So it's powerfully exciting to me. It is a challenge. I've had to say, you're going to do this or else, and that's so there is all the things that we talk about, a little bit of fear, a little bit of apprehension. Can I really do this? It's going to take a higher level of technology than I personally possess, and that means I've got to bring some others into the fold, but it will be done. And we can put those fears, I've already put those in a drawer somewhere where they don't need to come out again.
Yeah, thanks, Barney. And our listeners can learn more about Barney Kramer and strategic management. Of course, how your business as well can create compelling vision and work through necessary changes at www.smra1sammaryra1.com. Thanks, Barney.
Thank you, Stacy. It's been a pleasure to chat with you today.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings with the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.